Exercise 3, page 27.
High-heeled shoes have been around for a long time. But did you know that the first high heels were originally for men? The first example of the high heel in history comes from Iran in the 10th century, when Persian soldiers used to wear shoes with a heel to help them stand up while they were riding their horse. Much like modern-day cowboys who wear cowboy boots with heels on them on their farms. Persian traders brought the high heel to Europe in the 16th century, where men began to wear them over their shoes to stop their shoes getting dirty. But they were expensive, so only rich men wore them, and they became a sign of wealth. One of the most famous people to have ever worn high heels was King Louis XIV in the 17th century. He had heels made from velvet and satin and had them painted royal blue or deep red. He was famous for his love of heels and even banned anyone not wearing red heels from his court. As more and more people began wearing heels, he passed a law which stated that only royalty could wear the highest heels of 2.5 inches. After the revolution in France, people stopped wearing high heels, as they did not want anyone to think they were royalty. However, in the 19th century, they became a fashion choice for women. In the 1950s, thanks to advances in technology, heels became narrower and taller, and a special very tall high heel called a stiletto became popular. People liked them because stars like Audrey Hepburn and Marilyn Monroe wore them, and designers started making them for everyone. Since then, high heels have changed. They now come in all kinds of different shapes and sizes. You can wear stilettos, or you can choose platforms, or many other types of heels. One thing is for sure, even though they have gone in and out of fashion over the years, high heels are still popular after more than 1,000 years.